Good morning.
Good morning,
Marty. Another Wednesday morning, and it's going to be a busy Wednesday for sure.
It is. Sorry about the fog and the delay over there, 2-hour delay for the RBB. That's okay, because we're going to be...
You didn't hear me say it was beautiful, did you?
No, I did not. That's why the apology went out. I wanted to preempt that to make sure that we're still good. Obviously, it's been a busy time, a busy couple weeks, a busy annexation time here in the city slash county, because that's where the city is getting its stuff from, is the county. And we saw over the weekend, or we saw in Monday's paper, last time Margaret and I were together, that the county is commissioned a study, is going to commission a study, will be doing a study that is going to help tell it what the financial ramifications of this annexation. Help us out with that. Let us know what that's going to cost and what you're hoping to find out.
Right. Let me just say that those who have been around county government and understand how these numbers work, it takes a while to come up with, okay, this is how much they're annexing in a certain area, and this is how much of the total value is actually going into the TIF, and this is how much of the value that's still left that the townships can pull out to provide fire protection and so forth. So who, the people that they are contracting with to come up with these numbers, those numbers have to be provided most likely from our GIS system and so forth. And so they would also have to understand who provides what service and what's going to be left to provide that service. So I hope we'll get all those answers that we need. There are some of us who are still looking at other dollars. Jeff McKim and I have been back and forth with numbers and questions and how does this affect what group and so forth.
How do you know what numbers to use, Marty?
Well, first of all, we get those numbers from our GIS person at the county level. What you have to know is how to ask the right questions.
Yeah, that would be a big deal on this, I'm guessing.
Right. Let's say, what's the real number going to be? Well, it's going to be the total of this number minus the other numbers and so forth. So it's going to take a while for us to put all this together. And remember, everybody has on different hats. We've got the fire, the townships who have responsibility for the fire department. So they're going to be looking at that portion of how it's going to affect them. And then we have the city who's like trying to see how it's going to bring in extra dollars to them. We have, of course, the taxpayer who's saying, how much are my taxes actually going to be? We've had some from the city say, look, it's time for the people out in the county to kick in and be a part of the city because they've not been paying for all these services. And I want to remind everyone of something here. First of all, many, many years ago, there was something put inside that was called the West Side that was a tax in lieu of annexation. And the industry there on the West Side paid this additional tax to the city that said, okay, if we pay you this tax, it will be so that you can bring infrastructure heading out west. It was not as if the city had all of that responsibility on their own. They were being paid millions out of this West Side Industry Tax Fund. In fact, out of that particular fund, and I remember this was many years ago, they financed, at least in part, dollars for the 4th Street parking garage, which was not what the money was originally intended for. One would think it was more, we thought it was going to be bringing sewer and so forth to the West Side. So I understand that was probably before many of these folks were born would even remember all of that, but sometimes age has some benefits here.
So, Marty,
but that's just probably why, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know that Steve Ferguson has to remember this. Remember Steve Ferguson of Cook, and he is concerned about what appears to be the overreach of the city and taking in too much and how that's going to affect job growth. And I'm sorry, Margaret, go ahead.
No, what I'm curious about is at this moment in time, does the city get money from the county to support services in areas around the 2 mile fringe area?
Okay, I'll answer this as best I can, and you may be heading one direction that I'm not gathering right now, but I want to remind us that almost 30 years ago, maybe it was 20, something like that, we as in the city who controlled the votes at that time, and they still do, put in place an income tax, what was the 1% income tax. And everybody paid that tax, whether you lived in Steinsville or Harrodsburg or Smithville.
Anybody in the county paid that.
Everybody in the county did then and continue to pay that 1%. Now it's more than 1%.
Right.
And through all of those years and all those millions and millions and millions of dollars, the lion's share of that money has gone to the city, because there's no way to determine from the state whether it's being paid by people in Richland Township or Perry Township. It all goes to, if the money gets paid to the state, have it withheld from your paycheck, it goes to the state, and they send it back to the county, and it gets into one pot of money. And it's distributed to the taxing units depending upon how much they charge the taxpayers in their property taxes. So the city's always had the lion's share of it. Now with this annexation, they will get even more of that 1% income tax. In addition to which, during this whole time last year, when there was this big hullabaloo about the public safety tax, the city administration had to be fully aware that they were moving forward with this huge annexation, but did not share that information with the rest of with the county folks, and most likely not even with everybody on the city council. So there we were, trying to make certain, and I was like one of them saying, let's support this public safety tax. There's nothing as important as public safety. Well, because of the way it all gets split up, that's $7 million plus for public safety for income tax. The lion's share of that now goes to the city, but even there will be even a larger portion of it go to the city with this annexation. So all of the thought that it was going to help out our fire departments and our county sheriff's department and so forth, that all has to be, we have to take another look at that. What's going to be left for us to provide the services? Now, I know a lot of folks out there paying taxes say, look, if the city's going to collect, let's make up a number, I think I saw someplace, $9 million, additional taxes, well, then everybody else has to cut it. What you were getting by $9 million. Well, wouldn't it be nice if it could work that way? However, the city has not said, look, county, I'm going to take this much money from you, and I'm going to provide the services you are now providing. No. They're not going to pay for the jail, and they're not going to pay to operate the courts and the clerk's office and the auditor's office and the treasurer's office and all those that we are required by law to do, the reassessment, the recorder's office, all of those things that we must do. Where is the agreement of, if I take this much money from you, county, I'll kick in and help you, what, pay for mental health services in the jail, or help you with a work release program that needs to happen, or any of those other things that...
It's very interesting listening to this, Marty, from the perspective of a citizen, because one would think that because of the fact that the jail is... You would think that the jail would get money proportionally, much like what you were talking about with the income tax, because of the amount of people, you know, in the city, paying into those property taxes, you would think that that money would proportionately go to the jail, as it does, as you were explaining, is going to happen where they parcel out the income tax monies. And,
well,
and it doesn't happen that way, does it?
Well, but please understand, that will still, the county will still have the same assessed value, and remember that it all starts with the land. It starts with the improvements to the land. That's how we arrive at how much taxes, the value of each property will be taxed upon the value of each property, and the county will still receive all of that assessed value. All right, so I'm not saying that the city comes and takes away our assessed value.
I didn't.
They do for the fire department portion of it, but we don't. We, the county, are not responsible for the fire department. The dollars that the major dollars that we will lose is in the income tax, and they'll get that proportionate share larger because they have a property tax that will be much, much higher. So they're not actually taking the property tax away from us, but they're taking away the income tax. However, what can happen is because of that increase in the property tax over and above the property tax that people are now paying, then there will be many of those property owners that will hit that circuit breaker, and they won't have to pay any more than 1% of their assessed value of their property, and nobody else will have to pay it either. So that loss will be shared proportionately between all the taxing units that property is paying for, including the library, the city, the county, the township, whatever they're paying for. And so it is a tangled web there. And the reason why I feel, one city council member said the other day she felt like she had been duped. Well, I feel like I've been duped times 10 here, because the city administration had months and months, one might think even more than a year, looking, if you look at all of their documentation, to put all of this together. And then they hand it out and say, and we're moving forward quickly on this. They really, out of respect to their colleagues at the county, should have been bringing their county into it to say, here's what we're working on. Give the people that live here in this county an opportunity to understand, to participate, and see what people really want. Now, I understand nobody wants to pay more taxes, but we all know that cities do annex from time to time. That's not such an unusual thing.
But your problem is the timing of the annex right after the public safety tax. You could have waited a year, 2 years, 3 years, next term if you got reelected.
Or how about they just did parts of it at a time instead of hitting you all at once?
Well,
with everything.
Or at least have been a little bit more forthcoming about, hey, guess what? You go ahead and go up there and push hard for this public safety tax, and we're going to let you know in about a year what it is we're really doing. That's what makes you feel so
sure does
put upon, and so I'm trying to be as pleasant as possible, and I guess this morning I'm not being.
That's okay. You're allowed to be. You've earned that right over the time and public service you've put into it. It's Marty Hawker speaking with this morning. She's a county councilwoman that checks in with us Wednesday mornings after 8:05. We'd like to remind people tonight there is a city council meeting, but it is a committee of the whole meeting, and the annexation is not on the agenda, so that is not the place you want to be if you want to discuss annexation tonight. But the Perry Clear Creek Fire Protection District, Marty, is having a public meeting tonight. It's at the Bachelor Middle School from 6 to 7:30. It says right here on their flyer, we invite you to our public annexation information meeting. Come have your opinion heard and questions answered regarding the recently proposed City of Bloomington annexation. Again, 900 West Gordon Pike tonight, 6 to 7:30. That's Bachelor Middle School, hosted by the Perry Clear Creek Fire Protection District.
Well, let me also just say that in a meeting that where the mayor was present, and I asked about the transportation, because there are some people who say, well, maybe this would really work out nice if I could have transportation. And his response was, well, that will depend on you know, availability of the money. Well, that brings us right down to, is there going to be a continued push for that transportation tax? And
that's another tax then, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, let me get out my let me get out my pen and paper here. I'm starting to lose track.
You should have lost track a while ago, Glass. It's a lot.
So
right. I mean,
so we've got public safety tax. That's up and going. Gotcha. If annexation goes through, that means property taxes are going to
go up.
You know, when you're talking the income tax, and part of what I heard Commissioner Thomas say something about, well, how does that affect our working with, I have to look at it again, see exactly her wording, but it was discussing the food and beverage tax. Because remember, there were those who wanted to have a food and beverage tax, and it was supposed to go.
At some point, will we just run out of taxes to levy, or do we just have to create new ones?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be really, really hard for me to do the go along, get along thing with all these taxes. And, you know, I am not somebody who is against increasing taxes where there is a real need and there is no other way to provide the service. And that's the reason why I did support the public safety tax, because I felt like we needed more law enforcement on the roads. We needed to make certain that we had the money to operate our jail, which we were running out of money for that. And I felt like we had a real need, and I saw no way to get those dollars.
Well, why can't you just bond some more things? That seems to be when in doubt.
You cannot bond for operating. But what we have to remember is that what the city has been presenting to everyone, this is how much your taxes would be if this was in place right now. They're not adding onto that that is a huge bond issue, and that has to be paid back with taxes.
Between 13.85 and 21.85 million, so you got a nice little leeway there, too.
So you have to look at that and say, here's how, and they're not going to do that until they've got that annexation in place so that they can charge the people being annexed. But it's not all going to come from there. It's going to come from the people inside Bloomington that are right there now. So people need to understand their taxes will be affected whether you live in town right now or you live in the annexed area. If you live out in the area outside of the annexed area, then what other taxes are going to be put in place by all those other taxing units, the fire departments, the townships, the county, trying to make up for lost revenue, because those townships still are required. That's their part of their requirement to provide fire protection. And there will be no fire protection for the others if they don't. I mean, they have to provide it. So they'll have to scramble and find a way to do it.
And, Marty, what about that lovely new parking garage that the commissioners obligated a whole bunch of your money towards?
Right, and that's coming. That's getting paid for out of that CUM cap fund. And then hopefully they won't just hand over the other ground. Now, I think there needs to be great negotiations going on. Here's what I would like to see. I would like for the county and the city to be able to, and all of the other taxing units, be able to get their concerns on the table, be able to share with the public this is what actually is going to happen here. Here's what are any kind of proposed new taxes from the other taxing units that they have to be able to meet their legal responsibilities, and let the taxpayer hear what's going to be happening with their property and what services have they already paid for that they are going to have to pay additional dollars for. Seems to me that is legitimate and ought to be a way for us to work together. If this moves forward with all of those things not being brought to the table, then that matter of trust will just be gone. Remember, there was an article put out by the mayor, how he didn't want the state to come down here and tell us how to operate the city. Well, there's a whole lot of people out here in the county who would not like for the mayor's office to tell us how we have to act out in the county.
Isn't that just humorous?
So it's all kind of a trickle down kind of a thing. How many people like to go in their backyard in the, and have, you know, have a windrose, have their neighbors over and have a campfire? We do that all the time out in the county area when people, we're talking about, they're out there on acreage, and they have their neighbors over and have a campfire. Well, I don't think that'll be happening. What about the livestock? Some of these properties have literal livestock on their property. What will happen? Will they not be allowed to have that? So there's a lot of questions, and we don't have the answers. Now, that huge document that the city has prepared has provided a lot of information, but it's talking about how the dollars are going to come to the city. It doesn't say this is how much total the county's going to lose, or if it's in that 400-some-page document, I haven't found that. I did see some pages where it looked like they left out information from Van Buren Township. But we'll have meetings. I'll be going to as many meetings as I am invited to. I do understand that Tuesday meeting that had been scheduled to take place between the city and the county, Commissioner Barge had said there's really no need to have that meeting until we have information from the study that says how this is going to affect.
That study's 3 to 4 weeks, you said?
Right.
So that's going to be ready to go for the public meetings that the city's going to host March 20th through the 25th, it sounds like.
See, and that's all just, it's so quick. Let's say if we got the information, it takes a while to really understand all the information that's being presented to you. If you get something and you have to have an answer within the next hour or even the next week, that's not enough time for people to come together and understand how it works. So there's a lot to be learned, and I hope that that our colleagues on the city council will understand this is more than just what's going to happen to the city. It's what's going to happen with the new folks they're taking into the city, and they don't want to feel like their trust has been abused.
Marty, great job as always. We'll get caught up with you next Wednesday and see where we're at with all of this, and we appreciate you keeping us an update on the county side of this.
Yeah, thank
story.
You, Marty. I know this stuff is really complicated, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. She checks in with us every Wednesday. Hopefully that's answered some of your questions, if you have questions for Marty or anybody else.
Probably raised a couple more, but, you know, that's going to happen.
It is, and that's what does happen this time of year because when these things happen. These are big deals, and you people want to know exactly what's going on when all the information is not immediately available. That's again, you got to take a deep breath and look at it. So we'll keep an eye on the process for you. Tim Mayer on Tuesdays from the City Council and Marty Hawk on Wednesdays from the County Council.